All right, listen up. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
Have you ever tried it?
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Never mind.
I was saying we should order some food, but never mind.
What? Never mind.
Late December.
What?
We're already way off track. We're just
Long
a couple seconds
December
in.
Gives me reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. Good luck with that. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Ride 99 in Busheltown, 4 a.m. Sunday mornings.
That's
us.
That's us. And Cliff, this week we're in Vienna.
We're in Vienna.
When will you realize Vienna waits for you? 'Cause
in Vienna, love was alive. Watching me, all that our eyes could see. See, we both have songs.
I should have known not to start a song.
But anyway, now that we've sang the Vienna songs, we've got it out of the way. We can. Go on about
We're talking about
show.
candy this week.
Candy. Now, I know we've done shows about candy before, but I feel like candy is an ever-ripe issue.
But, you know, we've done episodes about candy before, but you know what else?
What?
Who cares?
Who cares? We're doing more episodes about candy because we love it.
We're just, you know, in like 1,000 episodes, you're bound to like have some duplicates.
4 or 5 candy shows.
Yeah. Why not?
Pardon me, boss. I just want to make sure you tell the listeners not to eat too much candy and to make sure they brush and floss their teeth.
Oh, that's a very good point, David. A very good point.
Oh, yeah. So
now, I did bring you some wonderful candies for both of you, though.
What are those? Are they special Viennese?
They're one of my favorite candies. They're circus peanuts.
Check those.
remember these. Now, dear, it's very funny. You know, a lot of people don't realize that it's banana flavor in the circus peanuts.
No, dear, it's peanut flavor. Oh, my Uncle Pepperoni, he worked at a circus peanut factory when I was a child.
Dear, Uncle Pepperoni lost his taste buds at 12. How would he know?
Oh, no.
And well, you know that you can't have these. They get stuck in your teeth.
Why, I remember the last time I had a circus peanut. Oh, my. Nearly tore out one of my incisors.
Look, we're going on and on and rambling right here on the show
side of my mouth.
When they're trying to do a show. We're right here just talking incessantly, dear. Terrible etiquette.
Who cares? Just keep talking. Who cares? why not?
But I got all these ride tickets here. We're here in Prater Park. Yeah, I've got all these wonderful ride tickets. Mr. Stoppenbottom, are going to ride the Ferris wheel and go up to the very tip top?
You know, we're such Busheltonians. You said ride tickets. And at first I was like, ride tickets? She's got ride tickets? What the heck? Because I know you just did your ride speech last night. They're going to plant some ride somewhere.
Oh, it's wonderful at the Shrit. Hopper.
Now, where are they going to plant this rye?
It's a wonderful place, dear. It's Shrobrun Palace and Gardens.
Oh, there. I forgot.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Rye everywhere.
Oh, dear. That's so inspirational, the way you're spreading rye across the globe.
Well, it's my mission in life.
And you know, I think you're bringing the world together.
I'm sorry, I've been gone.
Where the hell
have
you been?
I don't think you guys even noticed.
Where I saw that big sack of potatoes over there. I thought Kendall's just being quiet.
I ran over there to get some food at that little vendor cart, and I thought, they don't even know I'm gone. They're just doing the show. What are you talking about anyway?
What did you
need? Yeah, we're talking about rock.
Never mind that. What did you get to eat?
Well, they don't really have funnel cakes here, but this is like a close approximation. I just told them to get some batter and deep fry it.
Oh, so it's a deep fried funnel.
Yeah, no, but like the batter.
Oh, it's deep fried batter. I think that sounds so good. Now,
I brought you a plate.
Oh, I wish that you had gotten me one extra cup full of powdered sugar to put on top.
Here you go. I always carry some in my back pocket.
Pocket.
You never know when you're going to get extra pocket sugar, dude.
Oh, no. It's a sure way to draw ants, Spur.
That's quite right. Pocket.
You have ants in your pants.
Always.
Good God. This
Good
is
God
what,
Almighty.
Your favorite candy, Mrs. Potter Butterbur, Butter, you said was Circus Peanuts.
Oh, I love them, aren't they wonderful? Those and Mary Jane's.
And
I like Mary Jane.
No, I don't. No, those are terrible.
Not the candy.
No. And now, Mr. Snobbottom, what is your favorite candy?
I prefer to suck on a cube of caramel bars.
You know those get stuck in your teeth, too. I've been working on those for hours.
The one in my back teeth has been there since before Funky was born.
You never know when you're going to... I wish I could just leave them sitting back there whenever I need a good suck. A good caramel.
Oh, boy.
Don't
come along, dear.
Dear,
I believe it's time for a romantic ride on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, I'm so excited. Come along. Crackpot, could you watch Funky while Cliff, I brought some Pop Rocks along.
Did you?
To put in our soda.
Oh.
Didn't you ever do that as a kid?
No.
What?
No.
Did you ever eat Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best thing ever was Dairy Queen at one point had a grape Kool-Aid and Pop Rocks Blizzard.
Oh, I almost threw up. I remember you getting that.
Oh, it was so good. Once I was so lucky, I went to a Dairy Queen, and I guess they were trying to get rid of their ingredients.
They're like, nobody wants this.
Because it was literally, buy one, get one free for the great Pop Rocks only. And I did. I bought two. They were so good.
How many can I buy?
Dairy Queen, bring those back.
I just don't, I love Pop Rocks. I just don't like mix with my ice cream.
Have you ever tried it?
I don't know. I can't remember if I did or not. The thought of it makes me want to vomit.
That means no.
You know, the FDA actually set up a hotline for parents that were worried about Pop Rocks exploding in their children's
did
stomach.
Did they? Yeah. I'd love to hear some of those calls.
Well, I got... No, I'm kidding. I don't have them.
Well, since you don't have any, why don't we recreate one right here?
All right.
Now, you be the parent.
Okay.
Dial Hello, this is the Pop Rocks Incorporated. Can I put you on hold for just one moment?
Oh, no, you can't put me on hold. No, I'm so worried. Sorry, I need to talk to you right away. My son has eaten 4 pounds of Pop Rocks, and I'm so worried that it's just going to explode in his stomach, and it's going to kill him, and I'm going to take him to the hospital right away.
Thank you for holding. Now, could you please tell me your problem
in
10 words or less?
Pop Rocks exploding in my son's stomach. Death.
Please hold while I look this up in my employee manual.
I don't have time for this. I'm calling 911.
That's how it would have gone,
insane.
Guys.
Insane.
That is how it would have gone.
God, we should do that more often.
We should definitely.
Now, what's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy? I like chocolates. I like candy bars. Anything that's going to be like the most fattening.
You don't want to narrow it down too much, so you have a free open range of...
I love... Let me count it out. I love Butterfingers. I love Snickers. I love Twix. I love Take
Twix.
Five.
That's good right now.
I love Reese's Cups.
Did you ever have 100 grand bars when you were a kid?
With all the peanuts?
They were more like Crispies, I think.
Crispies?
Yeah,
oh, probably.
So
hey, there's not been many that I've tried and thought, ooh, I don't like this. And you can look.
You can tell.
You can see.
One of my favorite candy bars is the Three Musketeers. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it is. Did you know that actually they used to have three in each pack? They had a vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Huh, like Neapolitan.
Uh-huh. Don't you wish they still had those?
Those days are gone.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose. For we were young and sure to have our way. No, 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 Vienna. It's not Bublé in a booth in Austria. It's not Josh Groban.
No,
it's just me,
no.
Cliff.
And I've told you again, this is not like one of those shows. This is not the world's largest men. This is a podcast.
We're just recording a show. We're going to send it back to Busheltown, let our CD-ROM edit it, see if it can come up with some gold, like it always does.
I was going to say, it does every week. Why should this week be any different?
Why would it be any different? This is a tough decision.
I do have about a minute if you...
Sure, let's do a minute.
All right, here, give him a minute.
All right.
Time for Glizzy Media Minute!
Oh, pardon me, but...
Oh, we're just getting a Media Minute!
My beautiful wife, Mrs. Butter-Butter-Butter-Churn, it seems she's dropped a doily handkerchief from the top of the Ferris wheel. Did you happen to see where it blew?
No, we weren't looking. We were looking over at the... I don't know where we were looking.
Where were you looking?
I was reading something about candy.
Candy. We were doing a show about candy. I'm sorry.
Did you find it there?
Oh, they haven't seen it. Oh, my. Oh, someone called the Vienna police.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, there they go. Oh, look at they are running around trying to find that handkerchief.
That's toilet. I can't think of a good pun. Man, I'm tired tonight.
You don't have to. I'm tired of pun jokes. Aren't you a little bit tired of them?
Me? No.
No? I'm over them.
I'm never tired of pun jokes.
I'm over them.
All right.
You thought a joke was coming, but it's not. That's just a truth.
I was waiting for a pun.
It's just a truth. Okay, what are we doing? Do you have a minute?
I gave you a minute. It's already up.
Shut up. All right, this is... I wish they were in here to hear this, because this is big news I got here for this media minute. I got Hollywood on alert this week.
It's Hollywood on alert!
Kendall in the media. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You didn't think I was going to go there. I've got to go there.
Where are we going?
How can you do a media minute this day and age without going here? Starts with a... It ends with an F-E. Then it continues on and goes, Griffin. I'm talking Our Lady of Broadcast Comedians.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kathy Griffin. Oh, my.
Say no more, Cliff. Say no more.
I gotta say more, Kendall. You can't stop me. I've gotta say more. I've gotta say, Kathy Griffin, you know, she's a comedian just like Ellen. And guess what? Ellen is gonna have a new stand-up special on Netflix.
Is she?
Yes!
It's been a while since she's done stand-up, isn't it?
Netflix is bringing her back.
Well, good. Netflix is bringing them all back.
I love
it. When are we getting our Netflix show?
I'm pretty sure soon. If they find that handkerchief out there, maybe we can get Mr. Snodbottom to give Netflix on the line.
He can't he's sucking on his caramels.
But anyway, I just bring that up, Kathy, to say that Ellen is having a special on Netflix, just like Amy Schumer just had one, Sarah Silverman just had one, a great one, and so Ellen, coming back.
Well, I'm so glad.
But anyway, Kendall, also, in the land of media, guess what?
What? I never know where you're going with this media.
To remind you of Alanis Morris. Do you remember Alanis, the Jagged Little Pill?
Jagged Little Pill.
Did you love that album?
I've never forgotten about Alanis.
Did you really? Were you a hip teen like me? You spun it and you're like, yeah.
I wouldn't say I was a hip teen, but I liked Alanis Morissette. I play it on piano from time to time.
Well, guess what, bitch? It's becoming a musical.
Oh, really?
So we can all sing along. And I'm here to remind you. I would like to throw my hat in the ring.
It's
for
like when I went to see the beautiful musical Carole King, everybody in the crowd, the older people were like nodding their heads during every song.
And all of us who were teens in the 90s will be there to rock out. That's what we're going to do. Kendall, lastly in my media minute, I just have to say, I'm sorry. I know you wish I wouldn't go here.
I wish you wouldn't. I don't know where you're going, but I wish you wouldn't.
You wish I wouldn't raise up such hot subjects in the middle of a relatively calm media
Not
minute.
Not this close to break, Cliff.
I gotta go there. I know we've been, you know, going from place to place, city to city.
Oh, living out of our suitcases.
Or in my case, trash bags. And, you know, in one of our motel rooms the other night, I saw that Doctor Strange movie. Did you see that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
Oh, it was so boring.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I just turned it off. It was so boring. I was like, he's the doctor with bones. Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, I liked it.
Even bald Tilda Swinton. I don't care. Get out of there. Give me something good.
It was deep thoughts, Cliff. It gets deep.
It was not deep.
Oh, so deep.
Oh, I've got bones. They need to be rehealed.
Oh, it was like he was all in like the, I don't know. It was like, never mind.
It didn't make
sense. It's too deep. I can't go on the air. It's just going to confuse the listeners.
So boring.
I'm so bored right now. I got to take a break.
I'm bored already.
Well, I'm going to go help Mrs. Bada Bada Butter Churn find her doily.
Look, why are they digging in that trash barrel?
Oh, God, it's not in there.
You've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I'm Woodsy Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, pollution.
Help Woodsy spread the word. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo. Don't paint or write off buildings. That's pollution.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo. Turn your radio down. That's noise pollution.
In the city or in the woods.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Oh, no, wait. That's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
So hard, don't you think?
Life is horrible.
We do make mistakes every day. We all do.
We do.
And I just have to muddle through.
I tell more and more young people when I'm talking to them, like, you know, life is just horrible. And when you accept it, I know they're like, this old guy's like so depressed and awful, but that's what I say.
But I always tell young people, I know sometimes we just stop kids on the street or they'll be coming through town like the Bushel Scouts or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those drifting kids that comes through on the riding the hobo rails.
Yeah.
And I'll say, like, look, listen, the history of mankind is people realizing how stupid the people before them really were. And thinking, oh my God, I can't believe people in the past used to do this. If Crockpot wasn't helping them look for that doily.
I know.
That doily, what was it, a handkerchief? Probably all snotty.
Ugh. I got you another I got you another deep fried pastry here.
Ooh, deep fried pastry. You're speaking my language.
I know I am here. And here's some more pocket sugar.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Oh, wait. Sorry. Here, this is like your CVS card that you just...
Oh, sorry. I always lose that in the powdered sugar.
Whoops. And how is yours?
It's delightful. It's a little chewy, though. What is this?
What happened to... What's in yours? Yours looks different than mine.
Oh, my God. This looks... Is this her doily?
Oh, my God. Is that snotty doily handkerchief?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Where are they at? Are they out there?
Hey, guys. Come we got your...
But I'm looking for the money.
We found it.
My stars.
What is it, boy?
Okay. Calm down. Look, it's right here. It was baked... What am I talking about? It was deep fried in this pastry.
Oh.
Of course. I was up on the Ferris wheel. I saw the wind and take it toward that direction. It must have fallen in the batter.
Oh, what a miracle, dear. Is it an heirloom? Is it something you love from your childhood, dear?
Of course not, dear. I just bought this yesterday. I'm so glad we spent so much time looking for it.
So glad. Well, you know, it's one of those things, I guess, like when you try to remember something and you just can't, like you try to find something, it's like, well, where the hell did it go? Like when I'm sitting around on the chairs in motel rooms, and I'm thinking, where the hell did this motel TV remote go? And that you have to get up, look for it, it just becomes like this thing, right? Isn't that like a caramel stuck in your teeth? Isn't it like that?
Are you asking Mr. Snobbot?
I'm asking anybody that wants to answer.
I don't want to answer.
Boys, I must admit I haven't been listening. I've been looking outside Crockpot. She's wiping Funky. She's got some caramel on Funky's face that she's wiping off.
Well, dear, and I must apologize for my breach of etiquette. I was looking over at that caramel apple stand.
Oh,
that was a wonderful daffodil.
Oh, that looks mighty tasty, Sugar Lump.
We should definitely get one of those.
Oh, let's go get an Austrian candied apple beer.
Bring us back one or two.
Bring us back.
Each.
Each. Make that each.
Cliff, what would you do in that situation?
What would I do?
I feel like this is a show on like the truth, True TV or something.
True TV.
WWID.
I left this out of my media minute, but you know, Amy Sedaris, she's got a new show on True TV. Did you know that?
No, what is it?
Yes, it's like a home show / talk show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I love her. That one, I'll have to, even though I don't have True TV, I'll have to, like, buy the iTunes subscription.
How could you leave that out of the media mix?
You kept saying we were pressed for time.
Oh, okay.
So I had to sneak it in the...
Blame it on me.
Blame it on the candle. Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
All right.
I've got one for you.
All right.
All right, you're down in the local bank of Busheltown, down in downtown Busheltown, and you get stuck.
Stuck.
In the elevator, and the power goes out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, things don't seem so bad. You're like, I can handle this. I'm not too claustrophobic. But then a frog crawls in through the hole in the wall.
Oh, no.
The elevator catch.
Oh, no.
Just when you think this place is really starting to fill up, a genie appears, and he says that you can either stay in this elevator for another couple hours with the frog, or you can instantly get out, but you'll have to pick one person that you know to lose a hand.
Uh-oh.
What do you do in such extreme circumstances?
I don't know. It depends, Kendall. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Oh!
Whoa! I couldn't with the frog.
You pick me.
I would have to... Like, if I was in there with a frog, I would have to hopefully have, like, a big trench coat that I could just cover myself up with in case it, like, started jumping on me.
You go to a happy place.
Ooh, I couldn't do it.
See, now, I would say Charles doesn't need either hand. Take them both.
Take them both.
It'd make him a better person not having those hands to screw things up.
It might. Although, Kendall, he'd get a hook.
No, you're right.
Imagine
I never thought about that. Give me the frog.
Kendall, guess what? You get to pick one candy that will stay the same, except it'll become calorie-free.
Oh.
What candy do you choose?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Ooh, I like that decision.
Sorry, no pause on that one.
Sorry, let me give you the Family Feud. Good answer.
Sorry, everybody, Seth.
Good answer.
Number one. All right, Cliff, now you are out at dinner.
All right.
With a large group of people, including Mrs.
Sounds like me.
With Mrs. Butter Churn. They bring you your main dish out, which is a rather large portion because they've heard of us and they know what kind of portion to bring us.
Yeah.
And you take one bite and it is the worst thing you've ever put in your mouth that you want to hurl. What do you do?
Well, I guess you'd order something else.
No, this is like their meal. This is what they bring you. This is the only thing on the menu. The special dinner.
I'm sure there's something that's okay, too.
All right.
Or you know us, you know what we would really do. Hand to God.
God?
We would take a mouthful and think, oh, this tastes bad. Sit there for a minute and think, let me make sure how bad that is.
Stir it around for a minute. Take a bite.
Cut to 20 minutes later. You're
like, give me more.
Yeah. You're like, this tastes terrible. Is that all you got?
You know, that... Good answer.
That's what Cliff and Kendall would do.
Love it.
Kendall, due to unforeseen circumstances, only one animal may stay alive on Earth. So they gotta get rid of all animals except for one type, not just one single one. And it can't be dogs. And God knows why, but you have been asked to decide which animal species lives while all the others go extinct forever and ever.
Well, let's go with elephants.
Elephants, because they're big.
They're big. They make me feel smaller.
There you go.
And I'm just as forgetful.
I would have said sperm whales.
Oh.
For
no.
Multiple reasons. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, I have one more. You're over at a group of friends' house, like an old group of friends you haven't seen in a long time.
Sounds like me.
And all of them have like 12 kids each.
Ugh.
And they're all like just running around, and one kid in particular is just like in your face, like screaming, yelling, hitting on you, not like running around you, driving you insane. What do you do?
Well, in all honesty, I probably would have told whoever threw that party that I really wish I could come, but I won't be able to make
it. No, it's not, you can't go back in time.
Well, then hell, I came by myself. I'll say, you know what? I forgot I have to feed the dog. I have to feed Kendall's dog.
And they're like, there are no dogs. There's only elephants.
I forgot to feed Kendall's elephant. I've got to go.
All right, good answer.
I'm so sorry. Good answer.
I like this new answer.
It's very affirming.
Uh-huh.
All right, finally, Kendall, for me, I don't know.
Thank God, I'm done.
You have as many more as you like. Finally, for me, Kendall, I don't know why, but you've been wrongly accused of murder. And your hand...
Sounds like me.
You're handcuffed to a pipe that is welded to the wall, and suddenly the ship that you're in hits an iceberg.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, water begins to pour in from every which way. And, uh-oh, it's only rising higher. What would you do?
Well, you know, there's a good chance that a lot of people would say they'd want to get free and try to go up to the top of the ship and ride it all the way down and then freeze to death in the water. I say just let the water overtake you and just go out peacefully right there in the comfort of your own little room by yourself.
Wrong. If you want, just going, I'm judging by what you've said. I've got feedback for your answer.
Okay, good. Survey said,
Let me tell you the ways you're wrong.
All
right. You want to go out peacefully, then you definitely want to get upstairs and go freeze to death on that thing. Freezing to death is going out peacefully. It's like you go to sleep and you just become numb. Drowning while handcuffed in a room in a boat. Way less peaceful, baby.
It's just quicker, though.
It's just quick. Kendall, if you've got such a death wish.
I just want it over.
That's what listeners have been saying about our show for 10 years. They just want it over.
Well, sorry, not today.
Not today, but that segment is over.
Thank God.
That's it for that segment.
Oh, you know. Oh, dear. Help us. What is happening? What have you done?
Gosh, why did you bite
into a caramel apple with your teeth like that?
Why don't you just pull out your dentures and just pull them all the way out?
Oh, dear, he would, but the caramel that he ate last week is stuck holding his teeth in.
The caramel at the back of my mouth.
What a terrible predicament.
Oh, it's quite a predicament.
Do you want us to, like, pull real hard, or what?
Let's all just get behind. How about we do that? Does that sound like a Mrs. Butterbutterbutter turn?
Sure, let's... Okay. Dear, it will only take a second.
Oh, dear. You were 7 hours to contract the phone.
We have just...
What about a contract here?
You were summoned, Charles the Contractor.
The summons, dear. We must get a summons.
Summon Charles the Contractor.
Oh, dear, of course you're right.
Charles bring a wrench, boy.
Charles always has a wrench in his bag. I think that's what he's saying.
Charles.
I just got this funnel cake and they gave me all these free sugar packets. I'm going to start keeping it in my back pocket.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what we need right now. We need...
Great. Never again am I doing that.
We need marriage or suppliers or something. Obviously, Mr. Snowman needs a piece of candy apple stuck in his mouth.
Look at him. He's anxious as hell. Get him out. Here, just
do it outside the booth.
Come on, dear. Charles, get that wrench and pull tightly.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know about him, but I wouldn't trust Charles with my mouth.
Oh, there it goes. And oh my God.
There goes the teeth.
You will not believe it. The teeth, the caramel apple, everything went straight into that fry batter.
I believe it. At the funnel cake booth. Remind me not to get any more fried dough.
Only in Austria, folks.
Shout
it out.
We've come time to do some shouting out.
Shout it all out.
These are the things that we're shouting about. Come on.
Whoa.
I'm shouting to you. Come on. All right. But I would like to shout out. Sorry, I'm jumping.
I would like to formally give a shout out.
I would like to formally put a request in to give a shout out from Cliff and Kendall to Felicia Swan.
Oh.
Because Cliff, I don't know if you've known or heard, she's opened her own pie company in town. It's called The Rye of Your Eye. And I'm just so glad to see she's doing so well.
I'm so happy because, you know, she had that website, www.feliciasdump.com, where you could get her dump cake recipe. Yeah. And I think it's just an extension of that. And I'm so happy for her.
Shout it out.
Even if she threw us out of the studio that time. Well, it was not undeserving.
We've been thrown out of other studios.
We've been thrown out of nicer places than that. Kendall, I want to give a shout out to Terry the Temp.
Oh, Terry. I love Terry.
Oh, Terry.
I haven't seen her in a while.
We need her back. Where? Maybe she'll be in one of our countries. It's hard. It's hard to coordinate our schedules.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, while we're on a global ride tour, but speaking of the shout outs, Terry the Temp, I'd like to shout her out for closing the trunk of my car. And apparently it had been open since we left for Canada in December, and she was driving by. She was temping as a Google Earth photographer, and she noticed that it was open, and so she gave it a close. And I want to say thank you, Terry the Temp.
Well, thank you, Terry. I hope that Charles got that big mess out from front of that studio before she took photos of it to put on the internet.
I wonder if he changed our sign. It just said to anus last time I saw it.
Oh, perfect. That's going to be on Google now.
Great.
Google it.
Check us out at Two Anus.
Two Anus.
I'd like to shout out.
Two Anus or not to anus?
That is the question. Cliff, I'd like to shout out to the guy at our hotel. I called the front desk last night to ask if I could order pizza. And not only did he find me recommendations of all the different places in town to order food from, but he actually went and got it for me. And it was a lovely, wonderful person.
Only in Austria.
I know. They don't do that shit in America.
They don't. The more you travel the globe, the more you just see people are basically good.
Basically.
Yeah. As a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You got some bad apples here and there. But anyway, Kendall, I want to give a shout out to a good apple. And this, have you seen this? Kimmy Schmidt. The new season of Kimmy Schmidt is on Netflix. And I just have to say, right after our show, Kimmy Schmidt is the funniest thing going right now.
Yes, after our show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it is legitimately funny, hilarious.
I'm a little behind.
Laugh out loud. You've got to catch up. It's the funniest show.
How do you have the password? Okay.
I have my own password because I'd pay for it.
Oh, yours. I thought you meant mine. I was okay. I'd like to shout out to Crockpot for getting me some special brownies. She did accidentally eat four of them thinking they were regular brownies. Uh-oh. And she had a wild night.
Wild night is calling. You remember the words to that song?
Yeah.
Everything is so good.
When
it's around the street. Catching your feet and get you flying.
Boop, boop, doo 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 doo.
Ooh wee. Wild night is calling. Oh my god, we are the new John Cougar Mellon Camp and Aunt Michelle Indignacello. That's the version of that I remember. Was it a Van Morrison song?
It was a Van Morrison song.
Okay, well, I remember the much superior cover. Kendall, I want to give a shout out.
I'm leaving.
To Charles the Contractor.
Oh, shut up!
Didn't you just shout him out? I forgot what happened.
I shouted at him a lot.
I want to give him a shout out because guess why, Kendall?
Wow,
he rearranged the furniture in my motel room here in Austria so that I can see the TV from the toilet.
Oh.
And it was what a blessing.
What a blessing.
Speaking of
he took a dump in my toilet in the hotel.
Kendall, that's what toilets are for. When I was in this motel room here the other night, you know how I like to just throw food out the window?
Yeah.
And so I had some garlic bread that was getting hard, and I thought, I'm just going to throw this right out the window. And here's the funny thing, is that I did throw it out, but one piece landed not on the ground below, but on the windowsill right below me. And I just thought, whoops.
It's like a pie cooling on the windowsill.
I just thought, how funny would it be if you woke up and you're like, how did this garlic bread get on my damn windowsill?
I'd be like, ooh, garlic bread.
And so if you were here in Austria lately and you found garlic bread on your window, that was me. I'm sorry. Shout out to you as well for being understanding.
Oh, that was great. I'm so... I can't even... My stomach hurts from laughing.
Do you have any more shout-outs?
I don't. I'm done shouting.
I have one last one. It's to the Busheltown Pants Depot for overnighting me a pair of new elastic waist pants since I spilled Mr. Snobbottom's prune juice all over my last pair. Thank you.
Thank you, Busheltown Pants Depot. You have saved all of our lives. coming through. Stop talking about how I didn't have any pants.
Coming through. Well, you're the one who kept saying, put on some pants. And I'd be like, do I need to tell you again why I don't have any pants to wear?
You could have found something. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm done shouting.
All right.
I'm no longer shouting. Right. I did want to share a little story with you, though.
Just share it. Our listeners want more.
I know they do, so why not give it to them?
Give it to them.
I was talking to
Give it to them hard.
I was talking to a millennial the other day, and I happened to mention how I'd rather just wear a muumuu than pants or clothes. And she said, what's a muumuu? Yes. Really happened. I proceeded to show her what a muumuu was and tell her how wonderfully comfortable they must be.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Anyway, I just want to share that story with you. I thought it was great. I'm so glad you did. But now I'm getting real sad because we went way over time with all this discussion of pants and muumuus.
Kendall, Vienna, speaking of Vienna, did you love that ice cream dessert Viennetta? Do they still make that? It was like ice cream you would get in a box, but it was sort of like it had the hardened, the hard dipping sauce kind of over the top of it, and it came in like... It was like basically like an ice cream and that lasagna, if you can imagine. It had like layers.
Well, I like both of those things. I don't know if I know
Viennetta.
Viennetta.
You should Google it after the show.
I will.
And so, anyway, I'm just shouting out to that. Are we still doing shout outs?
Nope, I can't tell. Over. We're way into sad music.
Well, right? That's what that music is. Okay. All right. Well, I've got a quote and it goes like this. All right,
great.
And I have to say it twice now because Kendall gave up the sauce. So, candy is dandy, but liquor is dandy.
And
that was
said
by Ogden Nash.
Sex is even faster.
for some of us.
Cliff, sometimes I think that the one thing I love most about being an adult is the right to buy candy whenever and wherever I want. And that was Ryan Gosling.
I love him. All right. Always serve too much hot fudge sauce on hot fudge sundaes. It makes people overjoyed and puts them in your debt.
Amen.
And that was said by Judith Olney.
Oh, give Judith Olney that... Pulitzer Prize.
Right. Give her the Pulitzer for that one. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Check us out at 2 Anus.